There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Love HQ podcast. This is the place for women who want to explore love, sex, dating and relationships through an unconventional approach of ditching the normal dating advice, prizing yourself as an individual and listening to expert interviews from all different walks of life, focusing on how you can get more in touch with yourself as a person, develop better relationships and live life on your terms. Hey ladies, my name's Hayley Quinn and welcome back to another episode of my Love HQ podcast. This is the podcast which goes renegade on traditional forms of love and dating. So if you're fed up of playing by the rules, of being told what you're supposed to do, of feeling that online dating is the only way to meet him, that there's no good men left, then you are in the right place, because I'm here to revolutionize your outlook, teach you some amazing skills from the world of pickup, NLP and hypnosis, and take up on a cool interviewee. Today, I am joined by Ben from superfitdad.com.au, who is a personal trainer, blogger and dad, as the name might suggest.
That's right, Hayley. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's funny, actually, Ben was, we came across one another because Ben was actually renting an apartment on the floor above me. So that was cool. I checked out his blog and it had some really interesting articles on there. Things like how, as a dad, you can become 33% sexier.
It's how you can actually have 33% more sex, but
Oh. Hopefully
the knock-on effect will be that you will become.
Okay, I like this. So you're actually helping us women out here because you're educating the men of the world?
Absolutely, and especially guys, I guess, who have had a little bit of time out of the game, need to get back on the horse, so to speak, and get back into the world of dating.
And as part of that, obviously, you have a lovely Australian accent, and you've been in London for how long, like a month or so?
Pretty much a month, yeah.
Okay, so you have had some exposure to the London dating market.
I have dipped a toe in the water, yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna just sell Ben to you guys, ladies. So listen up. Ben seems like a nice guy, right? He comes over and he brings me a bottle of Prosecco to say thank you. No other podcast guest in the history. Siobhan brought me biscuits and milk, so that was close. But he's the only one apart from her that's bought a gift, so that's good. He's tall, he's athletic, seems like a nice man, does good fatherly stuff. So he's kind of the kind of guy that you'd probably want to meet. And that's why I decided that we're going to pick his brains today on kind of like what not to write and how not to behave in one's online dating profile. Now, as you probably know, I'm really big on you meeting men in real life, and I love to inspire you to approach men in Whole Foods, on the train, on your commute, kind of really wherever you fancy, and to not feel that by doing so that you're giving away all your power or you're being unfeminine. However, today, because that's kind of more Ben's niche, is we're going to just drill into the online dating thing for a second and get some feedback from the male perspective on kind of do's and do nots. So kicking over to you, Ben, what would you say is the most, from your experience of toe dipping in the London dating market and online dating, what's the biggest no-no that you encountered or something that really would put you off a woman's profile?
Well, that's a tricky question, Hayley. I don't think there's any absolute no-nos. And I'd really think that you don't want to get into a situation where you're being very discriminatory or you're putting down blanket rules or guidelines.
Definitely not.
That said, There's a couple of things that have cropped up time and time again.
I would actually argue that it's usually women that have tried to follow blanket rules and guidelines. How that's coming through in their online dating profiles is potentially what is causing the problems.
Quite possibly. And I think there's probably a misconception or a gender imbalance between what is considered acceptable mm-hmm. and what is unattractive. Mm-hmm. So
I'm waiting.
Number one, without shadow of a doubt, would be Snapchat enhanced pictures. Oh. You know, flowers around the head.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Photoshop type pictures.
What does that communicate? What does that communicate to you?
I think when you get to a certain age, it communicates.
How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
Mid to late 20s is my stage age, but you can probably add another 10 years to that okay. quite easily. I think when you get to a certain demographic, a guy probably isn't going to be completely enamored with a girl who's spending too much time enhancing her pictures with Snapchat, which, let's face it, although it's gone a bit mainstream now, is really something that was devised for teenage girls.
Right. So there's somebody that's saying it's a bit juvenile, or I'm spending too much time on my phone.
Absolutely right. And it's also, the photos are so easy to pick out as being false and enhanced that that's not that attractive to a guy. I know in the media these days, everyone's photoshopped and it's the way the world is going, but I don't think it's very authentic. It's not very real.
Okay. And also, I think there's something in there where, you know, I once did a Tinder social experiment. This was like maybe a year or so ago. And I did, I split test normal Hayley's profile versus super Hayley. Well, I did, I enhanced all my photos, I got rid of all my wrinkles, I gave myself bigger boobs, a smaller waist, and was posing in a more sort of provocative way. And I did get more matches, but I think the quality declined. I just got a lot of hey sexy or hey babe. So again, I think it's about whatever you style of relationship you would like to have or the kind of person you'd like to develop. If you want somebody who's more authentic or more natural or more mature, that would then be reflected perhaps in the photo selection that you go for. Anything else on photos before we delve into profile and messages?
I'd say another possible no-no is the landscape shot jumping up in the air to celebrate being on the edge of a cliff or some exotic location. Mm-hmm. I don't think that really works for guys.
Is that the same as like cuddling a tiger? You know, those ones.
That would be the female equivalent, absolutely, of the male cuddling the tiger or posing with a machine gun in Vietnam.
Right, absolutely. Exactly. Well, you just think, A, that tiger's been drugged, the poor animal. And then, like, secondly, it's just been, so it's too much of a cliche.
I think so. And also, it screams, hey, I'm having fun. Aren't I wacky? I'm jumping up in the air for this photo at this exotic location. That's great if it's a holiday snap to send home to your parents. To a guy that you're looking to potentially have some kind of relationship with, I just don't think it cuts the mustard.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I like it. I like the honesty. I like the honesty. What would you think about a woman? Would you swipe yes to a woman if she only had one photo?
Probably not, no. That would make me suspicious.
Right, I think the same goes, right, you think about this the other way around, women. If you see a guy and he's got one picture and it's a bit like he's hard to distinguish, I think it's human psychology to think like the rest of them is like half man, half octopus or something, that it's just not good. So a good photo selection, I always prefer natural light as well. I think that's much nicer. Clearly visible. So if, you know, it's all group shots or you're a tiny little thing in the distance or you're just too hard to be distinct. I also think that bright, natural lighting, daylight, is good for a first picture as well. What about going into the actual profile of what's being written?
Well, half the time nothing's being written. So
is that a problem?
Picture-led. I don't think that's a problem for guys. I think it's disappointing, but it's kind of expected or anticipated. So
would you have a preference towards women that wrote something?
Probably, yeah. Absolutely.
Right, because again, when I did the split testing of the profiles, natural Hayley, I wrote a really nice profile, you know, spoke about my life and put some effort into it. The other one I just wrote, love my friends, love my life, XOXO, just to see if that... And I think what I hear from guys is sometimes men struggle to think of an initiating message. unsure how to get the ball rolling. They don't really feel like they've got much to... It just says not much effort, which I get it. It's like Tinder. Who puts a lot of effort into their Tinder profile? Not many people. However, I think to give men, direct men towards something that you're interested in or how to begin a conversation and also how to, you know, if you don't want to just be judged on your looks, and that is kind of like the thing of Tinder. It's what it's kind of designed around. But that can be helpful to actually write something and demonstrate personality. Then also, if he mentions what you've written in your profile, it's not that he's swiped yes to everyone and has then gone through all of his matches and so therefore is sending a generic message to you. I think, again, that little bit more, it shows more investment on his part as well. So it's useful for you to do. The other thing I don't personally, I'm not a huge fan of, is writing stuff like in caps locks, like no hookups.
That's a big no-no. Absolutely, yes. Right. And the reason for that is...
Though we can empathise why women would do it.
100%. And the reason women are writing that is because they're approached countlessly for hookups. We understand that. But there's just something in the writing of it that, again, is just a little bit off-putting somehow.
Right. I think it's the strong use of negatives.
Absolutely.
Anyone who writes anything with loads of negatives in it, it's just immediately, it's like some words. You know, I was speaking to one of my women's events, actually Going Renegade, my live infield training event with women over the weekend. And one of them was mentioning redundancy. Now, she was actually really happy to be made redundant because she's going off traveling and having a great time. But just the word, you say redundancy and people go, it's got like a negative feeling to it. And it's the same if you use lots of negatives in your profile. Again, it's going to make you, whether even if you're saying no bad vibes, it still has that ring, which doesn't sound positive. Also, if you start putting things in caps locks, I'm sorry, but caps locks in tech speak are angry language. I also read an interesting article recently where apparently the full stop to the millennial generation has taken on a new meaning. So I don't know if you know about this, but say you write a text message and it's just one line, and you actually put a full stop on the end. The full stop is actually saying something. It's not just ending the sentence. It's saying, and there, and fine. So I think things like, funnily enough, punctuation, caps locks, full stops, lots of negatives, whether you intend it to be that way or not, just doesn't come across as having that approachable, open, friendly thing, which men tend to like for obvious reasons. I actually don't think like the diva-ish attitude that comes across from listing lots of things that you do not want, I don't think that comes across as strong or sassy or assertive. That just makes you sound like you're a pain in the butt. You know, I think there's better ways that you can communicate no hookups. And in fact, also from a purely neurolinguistic NLP perspective, the brain doesn't recognize negatives anyway. So you've just written hookups on your profile as far as anybody else is concerned. So I keep it positive and make it, you know, I emphasize things that are your quirks. Instead, think about how you would want the conversation to be directed. If fitness is very important to you, I know, like Ben, you're a CrossFitter.
Correct. Absolutely.
You go to those chambers of horrors, torture that I see.
Oh, look, if a girl has intimated that she's into fitness, working out, CrossFit, whatever it is, triathlons, marathons, then that's a big tick in the box. You see a lot of photos for that, which is an interesting one because people don't generally look their best. I've run a few marathons mm-hmm. before, and you don't look your best at any point during a marathon, maybe at the beginning before your makeup starts to run. But it's still a... Going back to language that you probably know, it's a demonstration of high value. It's a demonstration of someone achieving something, and that's a pretty good thing, I think.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, what would you find? What were your things that would attract you?
I think, to your point, I think you've hit the nail on the head in terms of the profile. I think the reason why a lot of people don't write any profile is because it's absolutely a minefield, and there's so much that can go wrong. Therefore, if someone does write a snappy, sassy, sexy profile that brings out the things that she's looking for, that says, I'm looking for men who are witty and literate and philosophical and erudite and things like that, then as opposed to slamming all the things they're not into.
Right.
Absolutely. Big
tick in
the box.
I always think that's a better way to just teach slash speak, isn't it? You just say what you say what you like and what's good instead of what's not good. So
100%. And there's so few of those profiles around that you're immediately attracted to one that calls out to you.
Okay, and also, and just while we're on this, I also wanted to ask you about messaging. Is there any habits in terms, you know, for instance, is there a time frame that you'd expect a woman to get back to you that would make you lose interest or gain interest?
Oh, that's...
Or is it whatever? Depends on the person.
Fraught with peril, I think. I really think the timing on messaging ultimately boils down to how into that person you are. Mm-hmm. If you've really got a strong connection, they can message you tomorrow and you're not going to lose the connection. I think where it's probably on the margins where it can become a bit of an issue. So someone who you're sort of into but not 100% sure about, if they come across overly keen then and message you too quickly, that could fall down. But I honestly couldn't put any time frames on it.
Is there anything sort of annoying you'd experience in messaging from the man perspective?
Maybe just following up on messages. If you receive a message, you don't respond in a perceivedly correct time frame, then that could be a bit of an issue, and being chased up as to why you've not responded to a message.
Have you ever got a single question mark as a message?
I've got 3 question marks.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, you know you're in the bad books then, and then that typically would be, let's not take this any further.
Right. So do you think if a woman is too... And in fact, I'm going to rephrase that, because I don't kind of want women to be entering into dating as a performance for men or trying to get all the notes right. I think probably the better way to look at it as a woman is to think, you know what? If it's somebody guy that you've either A, just met, or B, haven't even met in real life yet, he's just a online dating profile to you now, as frustrated as you might feel with dating as a whole, you can't be too aggravated by it if someone just doesn't get back to you. It's like, because it's almost an overvaluation of them in your life right now. So I think always with online dating, like, and this is because I'm such a fan, I think in real life you know immediately if you like someone or not. You know, you can just walk in on that date and you'll know within 2 seconds probably about whether you want to continue it or not. So in the beginning, let's not exchange War and Peace via Tinder. You know, I'm a big fan of just move that guy on, move it offline as soon as possible.
100%. I would say absolutely a golden rule for anyone, and it's not a hack or a tip or a cheat, is to make a connection, act on it. You'll know instantaneously or pretty quickly whether you like the person or not. If you think back to all the people you've ever had a really good connection with, you've not had to employ rules, tips, tricks. Mm-hmm. You've met them, things have happened organically, and it's kind of moved through the process in that way. So really the app is just a mechanism to meet people, because everybody's so busy now and doesn't have time. It's very disposable. Meet someone, find out if there's a connection, and then continue in the old-fashioned way, going on dates to the cinema, go see a gig or go for dinner or whatever it is.
And what are your favourite first dates? Or what date would you... Do you normally suggest the date?
Again, it's pretty easy. I do like to suggest the date that there will be some kind of positive return on investment, on time investment for mm-hmm. me. So I'm a big fan of exercise dates, going for walks, going uh-huh. for breakfast, going for a run. The issue that you have is a lot of women don't like that because they don't feel that they look their best in sports gear.
I see. I'm a huge fan of the exercise related date, because
I think it's a surefire winner.
Yeah, because I think, well, at least I'm going to get some exercise in, even if it's rubbish.
100%.
And I think, you know what, also, come on, if he's going to be your boyfriend, he has to think you look well fit in your running gear.
Absolutely.
Almost natural.
And I don't own any clothes that aren't gym kit or leisure wear, so I'm kind of struggling for anything else. But I think absolutely to your point, you both get even if the date's a disaster, you both get a workout, you get your heart rate up, the endorphins are flowing, you walk away, nothing more comes of it, you've got your workout in.
That's it. So I think that's the ultimate millennial time-saving strategy. Just do both at the same time. Yeah, I mean, I like dance dates. I like yoga dates. My club manager, Alex, who you've probably heard on some of my other podcasts, she's a fan of the running date. And
okay, that's a bold move. But,
I know, yeah. She's a fan of the running date. You know, I'm thinking about a matchmake here. Sorry, Alex.
The issue, of course, with the running date is, unless you're of equal standard, then I've tried the running date before and I can't get people to come running with me.
Yeah, you've got quite long legs, though, haven't you? Right. Well, you know what? I think this has actually been really interesting. I'm also going to get Ben to say, you know, on my Attraction HQ podcast for guys, so you might want to hop across. As I said, even though this one's for women and that one's for men, you know I don't care. I'm happy for it to be a free-for-all and for you to soak up as much advice as possible. If you also want to catch up with Ben on his blog and check him out in one way or the other, you can head to superfitdad.com.au, and hopefully we'll be doing some more interviews and work together. And just thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Hayley. It's been a blast.
Awesome. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.